Emblazoned below the image of a full-rigged ship, Tabor's school motto proclaims, "All ataut," a nautical turn of phrase entirely consistent with the salty ambience of this seaport town. For more than 40 of her 82 years, Betty Durfee was the school's head nurse. It was a good fit. Durfee was old school, too. She ran the infirmary, and in keeping with the school motto, people who knew her say she ran a very tight ship. Over her four decades of service, thousands of teenage students and dozens of faculty members came to appreciate Durfee's skill, compassion, and common sense as she went about her duties.
I was the dean for 18 years, and Betty was the head nurse, and I could always count on her to take the sick and the wounded.
That's Dick Duffy, who teaches in Tabor's history department.
Betty was the head nurse, and I, when she worked on weekends, I used to have to take some of the miscreants in various disheveled shapes, and I'd have to bang on the door and hand her some out-of-shape student. And she would always accept them. She was terrific with them. She was a pleasure to deal with, a real trooper.
Raised in Sandusky, Ohio, Durfee came to New England after she won a scholarship to Rhode Island School of Nursing, says her son, Scott Durfee.
While she was in the hospital out there in her internship, she ran into my dad, Donald Durfee. He was in there getting his appendix out, and the rest is history. They got married, and they ended up settling in this small town of Marion. My mom, the first thing she did, she got a job down at the Tabor Infirmary. She ended working there just about 40 years.
One of the people she worked with in the 15-bed infirmary was Dr. John Howard, a school physician who remembers Durfee as an extremely intelligent lady and an excellent nurse.
The students really liked her. She was very supportive, and they would often stop by and you know, just to chat, maybe a little bit of homesickness, maybe not, maybe a little bit of stress that they wanted to talk about. But she was always there, and many of those students who graduated look back to their Tabor experience as mainly, or in large part, a Betty Durfee experience.
While students knew they could always expect Durfee to lend a sympathetic ear to their tales of woe, her son Scott says students also learned that it was futile to try and pull the wool over her eyes.
She was quite a tough old bird there. I mean, if you were trying to skip class or anything and had to get an excuse, you really had to be hurting to get an excuse for my mother. At the end, when she basically retired from Tabor, she was in her 70s, and you know, they almost had to ask her to politely leave, or she'd stay there till she was 90-10. My mom just absolutely loved Tabor Academy, and she loved Marion. She fit right in. She was dedicated, as was Duffy and that other friend of hers, Gunther.
He's talking about chemistry teacher Gunther Sukert, who has been at Tabor since 1967.
Betty would, on several occasions, give me a call because someone had to be taken quickly to Toby Hospital for an X-ray or some other emergency. And since my dormitory was right across the street from her duty station, I got to meet her quite often. I've never had such a compassionate person who would look after all the students all the time, regardless of time of day or seriousness of situation.
When it came to her own children, Scott Durfee says they received the same treatment as everyone else.
When I was at Old Rochester, I missed one day of school my whole 11 years there at Old Rochester, and that was because I had the measles. And the nurse called my mom up and said, "Mom, you got to pick Scott up. He's got the measles." She came and picked me up, and I looked at her, and I said, "Boy, Mom, I'm really sick." And she says, "Nah, you just got the 24-hour measles. You'll be back in school tomorrow." And I was back in school the next day.
In her position as head nurse, Dr. Howard says Durfee left her mark on Tabor Academy and a lasting impression on all those who knew her.
She'll always be remembered as a consummate professional and somebody that works diligently at a trade. And people like that, to me, are the old school, and she'll be sorely missed.
Betty Durfee died September 16th, at the Sipican Healthcare Center in Marion. She was 82. For WCAI, I'm Don Cuddy in Marion.